'Tis the season for office parties, and like them or not, it's usually expected that you show up and show your support, whether you are an employee, partner, client, or vendor. This annual gathering, although planned for fun, can be rather stressful if you don't set some communication ground rules for yourself ahead of time. Before you step foot in a company party, get in the right frame of mind. First and foremost, although guys in eggnog and mistletoe, this is still a business gathering, and you should stay on your best behavior to avoid gaining a negative reputation among your peers and superiors. Dress appropriately. Watch your alcohol consumption. And carefully consider whom you bring with you to the party as a plus one, as that person could also be a poor reflection on you. Avoid subject matter centered on politics and office gossip. In fact, find an excuse to remove yourself from the conversation if you begin to see it is heading in the wrong direction. My refuge is always the restroom when I need to get some space from any situation in a public place. No one ever prevents you from going there, and it gives you the chance to reset, take a breath, and return to a different conversation revolving around safer topics. Finally, if you are invited by a client to attend an office party, this is not the time to be pitching for business. Your goal should be that of relationship building and appreciation for the business you have already received. The pitch challenge today: write out your goals to an office party before you go and keep them in the notepad of your phone as a reminder of your party mission. This way you can quickly refer to them if you need a break, become bored, aggravated, or feel neglected. If you are a boss, your goal may be to show appreciation to your employees, which means perhaps taking the time to acknowledge them publicly or spending some one-on-one time to compliment them on their work and dedication. If you are a vendor, your goal may be to get to know your client better and meet some of the team members so they know you by face and not just name. And if you are an employee, your goal may be to show your boss that you are a team player and that you know how to handle yourself professionally in a business social setting too. How you communicate verbally and with body language in an office party can give your superiors and colleagues tons of insight about yourself that can be good or bad. It's normal to feel like an office party is a safe zone since you spend most of your waking hours with the people you work with. But be cautious in this relaxed setting that you don't get too comfortable and lose focus on your party purpose.